Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy getting it. Peyton Russell getting it. Carter Freeman in the back getting it. Hopefully you are as well on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Final hour, hump day edition. Okay. So weird to see traffic back out on the roads again after a month and a half.
About that.
That's what it felt like.
It did feel like that. And, you know, this year we've got we've got quite the year ahead of us. I think we have Valentine's Day on a Friday, 4th of July on a Friday. I think Christmas and New Year's are on a Friday this year, too. Something like that.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Something like that. I know Valentine's Day and 4th of July are.
Okay. So we've spent so much time on the Cowboys, McCarthy, Deion, Kellen. We'll get back to it at 9:20. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece at 9:40. Let's go around the NFL with RJ's NFL playoff overreactions or not. By the way, did you see the wild card game saw a little ratings dip?
And oh, I didn't see that. I didn't look at the ratings.
Yeah, well, Jerry probably did because the numbers are in and the Packers-Eagles wild card game Sunday got 36 million people on Fox. 36 mil for Packers-Eagles. Last year, the same game, Packers-Cowboys got 43.5. Hey, 43.5 million, and it was a blowout. Someone wrote, if Deion ends up in Dallas, they won't play one game on Sunday at noon next season. Everything will be 3 p.m. or prime time.
Just because of him?
Just because of him and the whole scene and circus. And then Florio put this out, profootballtalk.com, that the games did dip a little bit.
8%, yeah.
Yep.
Down to 27.8 million versus 30.2 per game last year.
Yep.
Okay.
So they dipped a little bit. And look, three of the four games stunk, you know? But a lot of times that doesn't matter with the NFL. Doesn't matter.
That's right.
So yeah, that's where we stand with. And then a lot of people are saying, hey, there was too much crying about the way the first round was formatted, right? It was unfair that the Minnesota Vikings had to be a road team against the Rams.
Oh, because they had 14 wins. Yeah.
This was the seventh time a wild card team had four more wins than a division winner headed into the wild card. Seventh time.
All right. So I guess the division winners, let's say 5-2.
The team with four fewer regular season wins is now 5-2 in those matchups.
Yeah. I mean, the two that stand out is the Saints at the Seattle Seahawks. That was the Marshawn game.
Well done.
And I know the Colts lost to an 08 as the defending champs lost to, or 07. They lost to the Chargers.
Well done.
In overtime.
Well done, Ralph James.
That was, what's his name? Darren Sproles had a 30-something yard touchdown run.
Vikings, Rams, Cowboys at Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 12 wins against 8. Buccaneers at Washington in 2014, Cardinals at Panthers in 2011, Steelers at Broncos 2010, Saints, Seahawks, which you already said. So what does this tell us?
Home field. Home field matters, for one, but to me it also tells me that you really are doing a disservice to the team that had the better season. it is diminishing the regular season. I don't like divisions. I don't think geography should dictate who gets in and who doesn't. Should just be the best teams. I get why they have to do it because the schedules are unbalanced, but still, it stinks.
Oh, look at the early spreads. Texans at Chiefs, -8. Opened Kansas City, -7.5. Ravens at Bills, -1. And the spread opened last week, Bills -2. That was opening. Didn't you tell me the Ravens are favored?
Yeah, that's what I got. So are they not anymore?
This was opening spreads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw yesterday. I saw the Ravens were a 1-point favorite, which, I mean, that's...
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised,
too. The game's in Buffalo, right?
The game's in Buffalo. Right now, it is. Yeah, on Bovada, it's Ravens -1.
All right. So,
and the other Eagles are 6-point favorite over the Rams, and the Lions are a 9-point favorite over Washington.
All right, some of the early spreads so far. Let's get to the overreactions or not. You answer them on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, and we have an AEW wrestling ticket giveaway coming up.
All right, playoff overreactions or not. Matt LaFleur needs to reach the NFC title game next year to keep his job.
I'll say overreaction. How long has he been there? I mean, is this like year three? Did he take over for Mike?
Yeah.
So that would be 5 years?
2018, 2019, something like that. Let's see. He got there 2019. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 6 years. He's 6 years in.
I'll say that he can lose in the divisional round and still keep his job. Also, has he never been to the NFC Championship? Has he not been?
Year with Aaron, they lost to
Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, in 2020, right?
Yeah, it was 2020.
Rodgers Brady?
Yeah.
Is that what that was? Mm-hmm. I'll say because it's the Packers, it's an overreaction. You?
I'll say
There's a lot more Jordan Love questions right now than Matt LaFleur. Now, maybe they blame LaFleur. They're like, you're responsible. You're a quarterback developer. People think the Cowboys have to hire an offensive person to get Dak back on track.
I will say it's an overreaction. I think he's getting close, though. I think he's getting close. He'll get a job in 2 seconds. He's a good coach, but I think he's getting close. The loser of the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson game.
Bird magic.
Will not be able to recover from the legacy hit.
Overreaction. What are their ages? Lamar Jackson is 28. I mean, still so much time. And Josh Allen is 28. They're both 20. Overreaction.
I think it's an overreaction for Josh. I don't know that it is for Lamar. Lamar's people.
What if you lose to the one seed in Buffalo?
Two seed. But you're losing to Buffalo. He doesn't have a great playoff record.
And the MVP does not have a great playoff record. That may have been his best playoff game ever the other day against Pittsburgh.
It might have been. My issue with the Lamar situation is I truthfully don't think the Ravens are ever a true threat to win the Super Bowl. Like, they're good. I just don't trust them in the playoffs.
Because why?
And, well, a large part because, you know, like the game changes and you've got to play a certain way and you got to, you know, to make some big time throws. And that's just a lot more. You know, Lamar is, I mean, he's a good thrower, but I think you truly got to be dang near an elite thrower to win.
I agree.
To win, you know, in order to beat Kansas City, you got to be an elite thrower.
And do you feel the same way about Hurts?
I think Hurts a better thrower. I think he's a better thrower.
Okay, I would take Lamar throwing, but those are the questions.
Yeah, that's it. So, I think Josh has a chance because I think he can win a Super Bowl. I don't know that Lamar does if he loses this game. Next one, the winner of the Josh Allen Lamar Jackson game will win the Super Bowl.
I will say it's not an overreaction. It's not an overreaction. I still have Detroit winning it all. But it's not an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction. I would pick Kansas City or Detroit to beat them both. Actually, no, I don't know that I would pick Detroit over Buffalo. But Buffalo went in there and really kind of handled them. But I would pick, yeah. I would probably say it's an overreaction. Next one, overreaction or not, Tampa has reached their ceiling with Baker and Todd Bowles.
not an overreaction. You know, I think their ceiling is the divisional round.
Yeah, that's last
the
year.
Ultimate ceiling.
Yep.
But that's as far as I think they can get. And that's a tough decision for an organization.
It is.
That's a tough call. It's like, this is a really nice story. This is a success. Todd Bowles has won 4 straight division titles and no one gives a crap, it seems like. And Baker Mayfield has resurrected his entire career and proven many of us wrong.
But Brady showed us that's a Super Bowl caliber roster. It's older.
Yeah.
4 years older.
Yeah. 4 years older. I think it's as far as they can go. And if you're the Bucs GM, you got to say, how do we get further? Do we have to have a lights out defense? Do we have to run it even more with the great Bucky Irving that they have? I feel like this is as well as Baker can play.
I think it's as well as, I think Todd's a good football coach. I think he's reached his ceiling there with him and Baker. That is, though, tough, because if you're an organization, like, do you scoff at relevance? Like, Tampa's a relevant football team. Like, they're a good team. Like, they're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're going to go to the playoffs every year. And there are a ton of teams that would trade places with you.
Yeah.
Like a ton. Like that's tough. Especially in a market where you don't have a huge fan base. Don't you have to kind of string them along a little bit? Next one, overreaction or not. Both Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers need a fresh start from each other.
Overreaction. Mike Tomlin should be celebrated for what they did this year. Anything opposite of that, I think, is moronic. And yesterday, Mike Tomlin was asked, it was a great question from the reporter in his season-ending presser.
What's your message to any team that may reach out to the Steelers to gauge interest or availability in your services?
I have no message. Save your time.
That's it. I mean, that's short and to the point.
Save your time.
The issue that they have to, I mean...
It's quarterback. Have to sit down and say, how are we not going in a year with Fields or Russell Wilson? Or Kenny Pickett, or the dead corpse of Roethlisberger. This is the problem. They overachieve making the playoffs. Like, everyone has forgotten that Russell Wilson is, like, almost washed and done.
Yeah, they need to separate him from the personnel department. He has too much power. He's in total control over there. All the decisions.
You believe that from whoever you talked to?
Yeah, I believe that. Because there was a couple people that said the same thing. Like, it's his team. And he has to wear part of that. I think that what they need, like, the best interest of the Steelers is from them. They need to have a year where they're 3-14, and you can't do that with Tomlin.
Yeah,
the only way to get better, the only way for Pittsburgh to win a championship again is probably to fire him and find somebody else, because he's too good of a coach.
Go acquire a quarterback. Go get a real quarterback. Go trade or buy one.
Well, but then you want the cheat code, right? Your goal is to get the cheat code. You're trying to get
ideally
a rookie quarterback guy.
Ideally.
Yeah. I mean, you could pay $60 million, but they're hard to find.
What's your answer to it?
Like, truthfully, like, they probably do need a break from each other. And it's not because he's a bad coach, it's because he's too good. It's too good to stink.
Adam Schefter was on McAfee talking about Tomlin's future.
We said before, I don't see that ownership group, the Rooney, they're not moving on from Mike Tomlin. I don't care how many people in the city of Pittsburgh are unhappy with the results or Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is a great head coach. He's going to be the head coach there. He's got a no trade clause in his contract. So any team that's looked into it, and there have been teams, has been advised that there's a no-trade clause in his contract. Mike Tomlin controls it. Owners aren't getting rid of him. And now they have to sit down, examine the roster, and figure out what they're going to do to get this team back to where they belong.
They need to force him. They need to force Mike to tank a season. Say, we're going to give you a 10-year extension. We're forcing you to sit out a year, tank the season, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. There's your overreaction.
NFL playoff overreactions or not with RJ Choppy, a wrestling ticket giveaway. The rest of RJ's Cowboys list of frightened or excited, and why Dion would and would not work here. Next on The Fan. Bobby Belt with a text message 6 minutes ago. I don't know if I should read the last part, but I think I will. Bobby is back tomorrow. Cowboys Insider. Peyton loves when I do that.
Do it. Just do it. Come on. He's not here.
Peyton loves when I do that, when I get myself in trouble. Sean Treif, it's for the listener. It's for the Tolo.
For the Tolo.
Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Bell back tomorrow. Bobby said this Deion thing feels a little more legit than I thought it was. Still don't think it happens, but it's possible. Should I read the last part?
Sure, because I don't.
Because you just don't think it'll happen?
Right. Well, I don't think the last part would happen either.
There would be people in the organization who would quit, though. This Deion thing feels a little more legit than I thought it was. Whoa!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
We got a phone call after the show and a segment. We got a couple segments tomorrow. We got a couple segments.
A couple.
Jordan Schultz broke this. Adam Schefter followed up. It was Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, who broke this. And the G-Bag Nation had him on yesterday and said, come on. Are you carrying the water for an agent here? Are you doing a favor for Deion to get a Colorado raise? How real is this Cowboy possibility?
No, I think it's very real. One of the things that stood out to me was that over the last week or so, when you had Mike McCarthy in limbo, Jerry was having internal conversations inside the building about where do we want to go next if we ultimately don't extend Mike. And obviously they never had negotiations, and you know, here we are. And Deion's name has come up not only because of how good how good of a job he's done in Colorado, but I think the relationship that he has maintained with Jerry over the last three decades is pretty significant. And to that point, you know, Deion has said publicly that he does not want to make the jump to the pros, that he's happy in college, and that that's what best suits him. But when Jerry Jones calls, when it's the Cowboys, when it's the gravitas of an organization that very few, if any, else have, it was just a call that he had to take. And I think it's been made very clear to me that Deion is going to be one of the top candidates. Now, there will be other candidates. There will be other interviews. They put themselves, the Cowboys did, in a predicament to a degree because of waiting. They were not able to get the slip in for Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, among others, this week. So we'll see how that, what ramifications that plays. But this is very real, and should Deion want to continue pursuing, or should Deion have the interest, I would say he's one of the top guys.
Deion is the favorite at Bet Online at plus 150. Would you like to respond to Bobby's text? Here's someone who says why it would work, or someone who says why it would not work.
Well, I mean, Bobby said, I mean, yeah, sure. Like, I think it, you know, they wouldn't have reached out, I don't think, if there wasn't some interest. There has to be. I don't know that this is just for PR.
Who knows? I think it could very well be just for PR.
I think we want to think that it's just for PR. I don't want
to think it's just for PR. I want to think it's an actual real football thought and move.
Yeah, I don't think like Jerry's first thought when he's doing this is
like Jerry has given no indication prior to this in interviews on the station. Someone reset it yesterday. I got to remember who it was. They're like, yeah. Oh, it was John Machota was on with Rich Eisen. And he's like, when Jerry Jones talks about this, he talks about Deion's real key in college being recruiting and how you're not recruiting
right
in the National Football League like that. Although let's follow up with it. Jordan Schultz was asked, because Jordan is in the league circles, could Deion attract free agents if he was the coach here?
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, Deion has a way of communicating. I don't know how many of your listeners have watched Coach Prime on Amazon, but I would implore him to check it out, even just for a few minutes, because he has a very specific way of getting his message across. And it's, I use that word authentic. I don't want to overuse it, but I think it's very telling for him. And because of that, I think guys will relate. I really do. And does that mean he'll attract free agents from other places? I wish I could tell you yes. I don't know, but I would assume it would help. And I also believe that Dallas, because they haven't had the sustained playoff success that any of the fans certainly would, all the fans would certainly want, and I think Jerry probably feels they should have had, I think it's time to strongly consider going outside the box with a hire like this. And that's not to say that Deion will be the next head coach, but just the fact that they're having this conversation and that both sides are interested, there's mutual interest, I think says a lot about where the organization's at. And you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, hopefully where Jerry's at in terms of thinking outside the box. It's very important to me.
Yeah, like I don't think, because we do think that like they do everything for clicks. I don't think Jerry's sitting there like Montgomery Burns doing, how do we get on First Take today? Like, that's not his first thing. It's like they'll release it, they'll leak it if they know it will help. But they, you know, I truly think Jerry just has such a limited number of candidates that he's even willing to reach out to.
Yeah.
And Deion was one of them. And it just happened to be, oh, this would also be really cool on First Take every day.
Okay.
Because I don't think that their first thing every day when they wake up is like, hey, how do we get a First Take?
Well, on First Take, Stephen A. Smith said it would work with Jerry and that Deion would take the job if offered. He's been pretty adamant about it. It makes me wonder, is he talking to Deion behind the scenes? I tried to send this to Michael Irvin the other day. He has not replied or responded. Lewis Riddick, though, who is interviewed for GM positions, I respect what he has to say. He was on Get Up and he said it wouldn't work.
Look, there's the business and then there's the profession. Look, from a business standpoint, this has a lot of people excited, including you, Greeny, and I get it, and I understand why. These are two of the biggest personalities in American sports, in the history of American sports, for obviously different reasons. But then there's the profession. And see, I know Dion the professional as well as the businessman, but I know him even more so as the professional. And this is just not a match to me that seems like it makes a whole lot of sense from a professional standpoint. Dion is the ultimate alpha. The ultimate alpha. He has his hands on every single part of the Colorado football team and of the Colorado football organization. He won't have the same kind of influence in Dallas. We all know this. We talk about this on Get Up every year. We understand what head coaches are up against when they're going and working for Jerry Jones and you're working at the Dallas Cowboys. It's a unique situation. It's a situation that probably on its surface looks a lot differently than it does once you get in it and once you're kind of like going through the motions every single day. Does that to me sound like a match for Dion? Look, I don't want to speak for the man. You should never try and speak for the man. But I'll speak from experience. It doesn't seem like a good match for me. Could it be something that absolutely would light headlines on fire for forever? Yeah, it would. But there's a difference between the business and the profession. And professionally, I just don't see this as being a match.
I mean, Lewis is... He seems pretty level-headed to me. He doesn't seem like he's a clickbait guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not going to try to... I mean, I buy what he's saying there. That makes sense. Like, it might not be the best fit from Dion's perspective. I didn't mean he would say no, but maybe he's right on that.
All right, so that's the latest on Prime Watch here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Chop, let's finish up the Cowboy coaching candidate list that would have you either excited or frightened.
All right, we've already
gone, or fright.
We've already gone through Kellen Moore, Dan Lanning, Pete Carroll, Lane Kiffin, Dion, Bill O'Brien, Lincoln Riley, John Gruden, Jason Witten, and Marcus Freeman and Aaron Glenn. All right, so let's go with the next one. Ben Johnson.
Excited. I mean, how could you not be excited about like the hottest coaching candidate in years? I'd be excited with major questions. My number one question that comes into my mind now when people bring up head coaching candidates, what's their personality? I love how we all sit here on talk radio and on TV and go, I want him and I want him and I want him. And you could not even sometimes know what they look like. And for damn sure, could not hear their voice. That's why the first thing I did the other day on Kellen Moore, I went and tried to look up his mic'd up clips. And I did the same thing with Vrabel. What's your command? What's your presence? How do you relay your message? What is your message? I have no damn idea.
No idea.
I have no idea what Ben Johnson sounds like.
I don't think I've ever heard his voice. I don't think. Maybe I have once in passing. I don't know. I mean, I would be in. I'd be excited about it because I think he is a mad scientist. But, you know, sometimes scientists are in a lab for a reason, because if you get them outside that lab, they don't know what the hell to say. They're literally mad.
Right.
Arthur Smith.
Frightened.
He's
got a really boring reputation and everything. But he did a nice job. He was in Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got to give him credit for resuscitating Russ's career.
Yeah.
He has to get some credit for that, but no, I would not be excited.
He's the Jordan Schultz of coaches.
Meaning?
His dad founded FedEx, or grandfather, whatever.
What?
Yeah, he's like the FedEx heir, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, big time. Big time money.
Wow.
Brian Flores. I'm going with these guys because they're former coaches, and that's kind of one of Jerry's things.
Frightened because I'd be excited for the defensive mind. Now, you tell me you get Brian Flores as your defensive coordinator. Holy crap. I'm doing backflips. Brian Flores may rat you out.
Yeah.
He may sing. He may sing on your organization, be a problem. And then I can't get what Ryan Fitzpatrick said the other day out of my mind on how Flores was with him and the team in Miami. And I had another former player talk to me about what a problem Flores was. I have to stick with that in my mind versus giving him the total benefit of the doubt that he's changed his ways and is a different person. Now, if he sits down with me and goes, man, these were my problems in Miami, and I learned from it. I was next to Kevin O'Connell. Here's how I've changed. And I'd have to be sold on that change. I'd be excited. But for now, the way things stand, frightened.
The way things stand is frightened. I don't want anybody that had anything to do with two organizations, the Jets or the Patriots. The Jets for obvious reasons, and the Patriots because it's proven it doesn't work anywhere except New England with Tom Brady. Doug Peterson.
Frightened.
Yep, totally agree. I'm out.
Bored. Boring.
Bored. Matt Nagy.
Bored. Frightening. No thanks.
Yeah, Bobby said, you know, he was like, he had better years in Chicago than we give him credit for, that we think about.
Bobby was intrigued.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything special. Like, you know, I don't think there's anything special with Matt Nagy. I would say no. Robert Saleh, or Sale, however, I mispronounce it every day.
I'm putting him in a backflip defensive coordinator category, Flores. I think he could handle Jerry, and I think he could handle the media. I don't know how much control. I start to think of Robert Saleh as a little bit of a victim now. I have some sympathy for him, but I would lean towards frightened.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The Jets scare me. You know, he's tainted by that franchise.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you want to talk about fitting the part of leading people. I mean, he looks like an athlete. I mean, he is an athlete.
Their defense was good.
Defense is good. So, from that standpoint, yeah, that would excite me. I think he can motivate, but I don't know. I would shy away from anybody that had anything to do with the Jets.
They made him take off the all gas, no brakes signage in the facility.
I mean, they're idiots.
You love that phrase,
don't
you?
Yeah, all gas, no brakes.
All gas, no brakes.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Crosstalk with the K.
Fill me up.
Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is next right here with Sean and RJ.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see AEW on July 12th at Globe Life Field. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Thank you, Philip. It's time to crosstalk with the K&C Masterpiece. Mike Bassick will be in a little bit here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm in heaven. I mean, this is like sports talk heaven for me.
Victory Plus and no McCarthy, or because of Dion?
Cowboys.
Okay.
I don't celebrate Cowboys' actual football success. I get caught up in the circus.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
What are you, is it the Dion angle that you're most excited about right now, or is it just all the possibilities still feel possible?
All the possibilities. That's want to believe the Dion thing is possible. I feel like I'm getting set up for Kellen Moore. Disappointment.
Witten. Yeah.
You know, Jason Witten. You know, maybe you should go through like the top 5-10 names for these guys. All right. The exercise from RJ was excite or fright. All right. So the name would excite you or frighten you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Before we do that, what's coming up?
Guys, we do dive into the Victory Plus stuff at 10:20 today. So we'll dive in on everything involving that. Plus, my buddy's an idiot. We do that at 11:20 today.
And the Victory Plus is what? Where you're supposed to have to watch the Rangers?
Don't forget, you can listen to the Rangers absolutely free right here on 105.3 The Fan, where they have Hall of Famer Eric Nadell, Matt Hicks, and Jared Sandler, and all the interviews weekly from front office to players to Bruce Bochy.
Well, I don't think this rollout's going exactly how the Rangers had hoped.
No?
People are so mad about this already.
Yeah. I can't imagine why.
They haven't even seen the price yet. And they're like, this is bull crap.
99 cents. All right, let's go. Excited or frightened? Kellen Moore.
Frightened.
Okay. Dan Lanning.
Ooh.
Didn't he just get rolled by Ohio State?
Yeah.
Give me Ryan Day. Frightened.
There you go. Frightened. Day. Okay.
You imagine the Cowboys hire Ryan Day.
That feels different. I'll say excite.
Yeah, he'd be the first. He'd be the first guy with a painted on beard to be an NFL head coach.
Are you sure about that? I don't have an answer for you. I'm just saying. Are you sure about that?
You know, you're right. I'm sure somebody has painted on a beard before.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You guys
are amazing.
Turned me on this morning to Pete Carroll.
Yeah, we did.
I've usually been out on Pete Carroll, and I know Babe brought it up yesterday with us.
Did Babe advocate for him?
Yes, he did.
When y'all started discussing the penalties in Seattle, I was like, ooh. Like, I got very excited about that because discipline is something that we lack.
You still have dumb players.
Yeah.
Or you don't, right?
It's like, well, and that's the thing. If you're in control of your thing and you hate the dumb player and he's a problem with it, you say, get him out of here. What was it? Sherman Williams? You say, hey, take your pads off. You fumble the ball. Get off my field.
What about the fact that no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with multiple teams?
That is a reality. He could be the first. We tried it with McCarthy.
Tried it. Lane Kiffin.
Right.
It's going to be a field goal. No, I don't like that dude. I don't like
him. No. He's just arrogant enough for me to like him. Deion.
That makes sense.
Excite. I mean, look.
On the field or just off?
We're
just doing on the field here.
Yeah, I still think excite.
I'm excited, yeah.
So different. It's so different.
Very different.
Than what they're trying. Look, I'm an advocate right now of, like, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep doing the same results. So do anything different. It could be a disaster.
I'm stunned that you could be a Deion advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I've watched pretty much all of Coach Prime. He's not playing coach. He's really coaching. And I think
Is he striking you at all as, like, X's and O's?
Old school. No, he lets his guys do it.
Yeah.
He's old school. He lets his offensive coordinator that he's taken everywhere with him do his thing. He's old school. I'm a manager. I'm telling the message. I'm setting the culture. I'm doing all these things.
He's the prototypical walk around.
Yeah, he really is.
And I love that. The one that I think could tell Jerry, look, this is going to get me the best here and the pub you want. You know, I think that's the one. He can play both of those things. I can get the publicity, but I can also be a good coach at the same time. So that's what gets me excited about him. He's old school.
Do you think it's ridiculously unreasonable? It's not possible.
I mean, I just think that Jerry and Deion are helping each other out right now. Jerry needs publicity. Deion needs a raise. And so they're very convenient for one another right now. So I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows?
Let's go to the next one. Lincoln Riley.
Right.
I saw his brisket.
And if Cliff Kingsbury's on this list, you can throw him in.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do Kingsbury.
He's I got 50 guys on this thing.
Terrified.
All right, so Kingsbury terrified?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on Cliff, too.
Why are you out on Cliff, Choppy?
I mean, anything past week 7 is usually pretty poor for him.
He's failed up everywhere he's gone.
And Jerry pretty much said when he was on with us, if you've seen his offense, then when you see it again, you get it.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like somebody you would hire, right?
I mean, there might be. They're about to hire Kellen Moore.
He kind of giggled about it, too.
Yeah.
He kind of giggled about it as he was saying that.
John Gruden.
Excite. Like, for media purposes.
No, he's, on the field.
He's got so many quotes.
Oh, yeah, media dream.
On the field, that's going to be exciting to watch, too. He knows offense. He knows how to play the game. He excites me, but
he's not going to insist that Mike Mayock is his GM, is he?
Yeah, that's going to be that's a thing.
What about you? You were hesitant.
Man, because I'm trying to go by the rules that you set. Mm-hmm. Because
we all know that it's a, look, this is, gets
most
of
these are in the middle.
The top three media dreams here for us.
Yeah.
Is Deion one, is Gruden two?
I would say Gruden's one.
Gruden's one.
He'd be a much better interview.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 times. Yeah.
I put Deion one.
Deion's one for creating the headlines.
Okay, I get that.
I mean, you can do one-on-one interview, but I just mean like the stories, the content. I think it's Deion by mile.
Oh, who's number three then?
Is it Belichick?
Ooh, if that's the case, then I would move Belichick to two, and I would put Gruden at three.
Hold on. You want to interview Belichick every week?
Oh, my God.
No,
ask me a question.
I voted for that yesterday.
I don't want to interview him.
Ask me a Belichick question.
Why did you do that on fourth and two?
We're focused on Washington.
Yeah, that's it.
I know.
He asked me that yesterday, and I go, that's Sean and RJ. They have to deal with that, not us.
Yes.
Aaron Glenn.
Yes. Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Excite.
I'm a very big
Aggie
England
thing, though, right? That's an Aggie thing.
I mean, look, that's another person that I think would bring a different culture. I think the defensive focus would be phenomenal. I'm pretty high on Aaron Glenn. And plus, when you talk to people that he's led, it feels like he's a leader of people.
When he was here as a cornerback for the Cowboys under Parcells, which he was under the Parcells vision, mm-hmm. right? He gets that. I had about 3 or 4 conversations with him, and I was blown away by the by the introspection, just the way the dude thinks, how thoughtful he is about Google the game, the way he thinks about his teammates.
He'll never be introspective.
I really liked the way his brain worked.
You got to finish answering Gruden on the field. I'm not going to let you off the hook. On the field, that's fine.
I'm more frightened about Gruden.
And this is probably not fair. When there's names like Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson out there, I feel like this is taking a step back to, I used to know the game of football. I don't know if I know this game of football.
Do you know anything about Ben Johnson's personality?
I know there might be some thought that Aaron Glenn is better leader than Ben Johnson.
I have asked this question time and time again when it comes to Ben. I have zero clue what he's like if Dan Campbell doesn't give him the freedom to be aggressive. If he's a head coach, does he do the same things because he has to answer all the questions, or he's like, nope, I'm more conservative, and then everybody's like, oh, crap.
All right, so Ben Johnson then would be...
Excited,
okay.
But excited, yeah.
Witten.
He's a football coach. A lot of people talk offensive mind. He was a defensive end his whole life until he got to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then they switched him to be a tight end. So he's a football guy, a football mentality. I don't know what kind of culture he sets because he has a private school where he has the culture. And I don't know exactly, that's a very easy culture, I feel, to build when you're dealing with lots of different personalities. But on the field, I think that you're going to get a very intense personality that's firing at it. But it's going to take a long time. It's going to take 2 or 3 years for him to get that thing off the ground. If you're willing to wait on that, then you got to 2 or 3 years to get it rolling.
See, I think I'm right without steps in between. Like, if he's our next head coach and I'm like, he went from that to that without any steps in between?
Yeah.
I
think you're set up to fail, though.
That scares me.
You need to have him on the staff for a little bit.
And that I could see.
Yeah, I could see that.
I wish that Witten and Aikman had been in the NFL in front offices or on the sidelines for the last 2 or 3 years.
Because then you'd get somebody that you know isn't a Jerry Yes person in Aikman, and obviously you'd have more credibility with Witten.
Marcus Freeman.
Love him.
Yeah, I do too.
But he has to be, this is like Saban. He has to be able to do it his way. Because his way is, I love his way. But
what is his way?
It's classy, Mike's aggressive, way. Intense. Like, there's all these things that he set a program. Everything Jason Garrett wanted to do was very Saban-like. But he didn't have the respect or the credentials to get it. But he wanted to build a program like that. That's what Jason Garrett wanted, just didn't work out. And I think Marcus Freeman, if given the opportunity to do that the right way, could implement that kind of program.
Excite.
Matt Nagy.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, big time. Brian Flores.
So,
Kevin's struggling.
Because some of these are really tough because, like I said, my immediate thought is, but then I'm like, but that's not what y'all set the rules at. My immediate thought is Jerry Jones going to hire somebody who's in the middle of an active lawsuit against the NFL? That feels unlikely.
Would he hire Gruden?
That's a tough sell for a whole different set of reasons as well. I think Brian Flores is the most badass DC you can have. Head coach, I don't know.
What about Saleh?
I think my answer is almost exactly the same as the last
one. No.
Saleh, excite or fright?
He couldn't get the respect in New York that he needed, and I don't know why.
You think his departure has made him look better, though?
Yes.
Because once he left, they were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It might have even been worse.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, when it comes to defense, that dude knows how to light up a defense, but... I like that. I mean, I like that part a lot. I still want to tie an offensive coach with the quarterback for the next 5 years. I prefer that over having a defensive coordinator because then you have those two guys working together for a long period of time. You're not replacing offensive coordinators.
All right, the fellas are up next. It is the KMC Masterpiece. Roberto Bobby Belt returns tomorrow.
Oh,
KMC next on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.